When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to episode 109 of the Talking Hockey Podcast. Ty, correct. Luke, Martin, and Eric, ready to hang out for another night of fun.
Yeah, we took the last 10 minutes discussing what we're going to discuss on the podcast, and we came up actually with nothing. Yeah. So it might be a short one. There hasn't been much.
We bring the content. We bring the fun and entertainment. A lot of people say
we can talk about Stützle.
It's not. Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny, actually.
He's known to be a diver.
That everyone thinks he's a diver now.
It's really funny. We're bullying him out of the league. Martin, what are your thoughts on Tim Stützle being a diver?
I mean, I don't like divers. Don't dive.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's your favorite producer, Luke, here to remind you to follow and subscribe on whatever streaming service you use, leave a review on Apple, visit our website, talkinghockeypodcast.com, and follow us on Instagram at Talking Hockey for daily content. Now, let's get into today's episode with your favorite group of guys, Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin.
But, I mean, the recent one you sent us where he gets chirped by the Seattle guy, he gets chirped for something like so many players do. He whips his head up after a high stick. And it's like so many guys do that anyways. They whip their head up after a high stick.
I think the difference was he didn't get high sticked.
I mean, but they still do. Other players, there's so many videos of other players doing that too.
And they all get clowned.
It's like reactionary or like instinct almost, you know? But
it literally is.
Martin, this guy has a history of diving. Brendan Gallagher called him up. Did you see that penalty where he grabbed Nylander's arm and then skated away afterwards?
Everyone's saying that he twisted to go back to the bench and like he wasn't trying to flail. I don't know, man. If you watch it, he sticks his arm through Nylander and then turns way too abruptly and throws his body in a way that's not like the ref is at fault for like Nylander did nothing. That was just hilarious. It was hilarious that it was called hilariously bad. But yeah, Stützle doesn't look too good for him right now. I know we talked about it, I think 2 weeks ago when the first comments came out, but he doesn't look good. Eric, what are your thoughts on diving? You like soccer, so well, I guess you all like soccer. So
he's also small. He's like a small little dude too. Like he's 6 foot, 190 pounds. Apparently, like that's not a very hefty dude for the NHL. So he needs to gain some weight, I would say, and maybe he wouldn't feel the need to dive anymore.
Don Cherry would say? He dives because he's a European.
Well, I was going to say he's trying out for the German football team for the World Cup.
It's pretty funny. I like it. I like a little
and all
bit
the players
of
bullying him out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the players like calling him out. All the fan bases now like calling him, like Montreal and Toronto fan bases are both like
they're bonding
together
over there.
Yeah.
You know the solution to that is just to not dive.
Yeah, but that's for Stützle to decide to do.
Yeah, pretty simple, Stutz.
What other news was in the news?
Vegas. Vegas, yeah. I was going to talk
Vegas
a little bit about
Vegas falling apart.
Yeah, Vegas falling apart. Pete DeBoer even calling out his goalies right now.
Yeah.
The other day I saw that.
After the last game.
You know what? We all thought, or they thought, I think, that they were going to coast into the playoffs. Eichel coming back. Only way they were fitting under the cap was putting Mark Stone on LTIR, right? And they thought they had it in the bag. Because they did. Like, they were first in the, or top two in the Pacific all year. And then what happened, right? Like, yeah. What? How did it fall apart?
I see that the narrative is that they've been moving in and out too many guys, and it finally like caught up to them.
I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's it at all, but I think that that's what the mainstream narrative is right now. I think it's a combination of goaltending. Leonard hasn't really been there, and the goaltending they got hasn't been great. I think
Leonard's been hurt.
Injuries. Exactly.
I think it's a huge combination of injuries. Like, Pacioretty played 30 games. Stone played 30 games.
Like, yeah, when you lose
your goal, played 30 forward. Games. Yeah, like when you don't have your best forwards, you're gonna lose.
Literally, their three best forwards are Eichel, Stone, and Pacioretty.
Yeah,
and there they played 30 out of 82 games, or at right now, like 75, 76, whatever it is. Like, what do people expect to happen? Like,
if Toronto lost Matthews for 50 games, if
Toronto lost Matthews, Marner, and Nylander for
or Tavares,
all of them only had 30 games each, they probably would miss, or yeah, they probably miss the playoffs. Vegas although they'd probably fucked. Still be better than. Maybe
it's also a combo of LA surprising, like, because LA is the third team in the Pacific, and who would have fucking guessed that?
Nobody thought that was they have a -3 goal differential still, and being third in the Pacific.
I think
called them making the playoffs, didn't he?
Yeah. Martin was a big LA fan. You want to know what this shows? Look at how bad Gallagher's been. Look at how bad Tatar has been without Philippe Deneau. And look at how good Philippe Deneau has been on.
Well, Tatar's been better this year, for sure.
Gallagher.
Not as bad as last year. Yeah. But
what I mean Gallagher's, is that like, they were all playing together, and Deneau was showing that Deneau was a good driver of a line.
Deneau was the driver of that line. Yeah, for sure. I don't know how people didn't realize that beforehand, but that's neither here nor there. I think everyone is continuing to say that it's basically just Vegas moving Fleury out, moving these guys in and out. No loyalty. I couldn't keep up with the group chat today or yesterday too.
So he's going on and on about how Fleury was disrespected by the organization, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude.
He had one good playoff run with them.
But Fleury's never let in a bad goal, even though he single-handedly lost them that series against Montreal with that terrible giveaway. And all the chokes that Fleury said, he's never let in a bad goal in his life. It's always someone else's fault.
Yeah, it's true. Nick, I mean, it's fun watching Nick and Martin argue in the group chat.
They replied, like Luke said, they replied 5 hours later to each other. Yeah. And then Martin's typing for literally 30 minutes to send a reply.
Hey, man, I reevaluate, I delete the whole thing. The whole process.
Martin has a thorough analysis when it comes to his chats, okay? He isn't like Tide that just spews out the first thing that comes to his head.
Sometimes I do. Okay. Definitely.
Yeah. No, but it is really funny watching them argue because it's like, it's the one time in an argument Martin looks like the sane one. And most of the time,
almost
with
sometimes
anyone else,
looks like the same one.
What Martin said, Fleury said, was way more accurate than what Nick said, Fleury, like.
But Nick, so what the argument was that Fleury was like, I want to come back and play for another year. When before the season, he was like threatening retirement after he got traded to Chicago. Yeah. And then Martin's like, Fleury is being a little bitch because he didn't want to get traded. And now that he's on a good team, now he wants to play some more.
And he's not even the starter on the good team. He's a full rideshare on the team.
I think Fleury's rhetoric changed during the year in Chicago. I think he liked being in Chicago because he almost turned down a trade from Chicago to Minnesota. I think that changed. But Nick was saying how he didn't want to move to a trash town, and he said all these things about how bad Chicago is as a city. And I was like, there's literally no proof of that. That is only...
A lot of people say Chicago is like second best place, second best city.
Yeah, from the United Center. I mean, if you ignore everything that's gone on with their management team over the last 2 years, it's one of the most, I mean, respected, was one of the most respected.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore those last 2 years.
It's hard to ignore the last 2 years though with all that. So, I was reading the article.
For a while too.
Yeah, I was reading the article that Fleury said he would, like, he's not sure if he's going to play another year. And he talked about how he spoke with Stan Bowman during the summer to, like, calm a lot of his concerns. And I was like, man, it's been such a long time. Stan Bowman isn't with Chicago anymore. Like, it seems like Stan Bowman hasn't been with Chicago for so long. But even just, like, last summer that he was there. So,
This season feels like it's gone on forever.
It's because we got used to the shortened seasons, man.
But
2 years of shortened seasons.
Like, also, they just stopped for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
so that felt like it just like ended hockey and then restarted and then stopped again. It felt like it was a little insane.
Same, man. Shorten the season. I get it's less hockey, but. Fuck.
And records just, like, will never be reached.
Like, there's nothing happening now because everything's set. So it's just like...
Actually, nothing's set. There's not
set.
A single playoff set. There's not a single playoff match that has been set.
Everything's set this in the sense that, special. Like, all the teams that are in the playoffs are basically in the playoffs. There's not really anyone at risk of falling out.
This year's pretty unique. Like, there's a lot of teams over 100 points, which doesn't normally happen.
Well... There's a lot of teams over 100 points, and there's a lot of players over 100 points. Yep. Maybe we should talk about what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah, that's insane.
How many players have 100 points right now? Someone
like,
pull up the
like,
number.
It's I think
like
it's
eight,
like 9 or 10.
8
yeah.
or 9 players. And
with like, lots coming, I'd say.
Like
with like a lot right. over point per game. Like there's
sorry,
like just a
there's only 5 players with 100 points right now. But...
I think like 9 players on pace for over 100 points might be.
Yeah.
The more accurate.
Kachuk's at 99. Marner's at 95.
Yeah,
those two are probably guaranteed to hit 100. Kaprizov might have hit 100 with just how much they score. JT Miller has a chance.
Yeah, there's just like a whole bunch of guys that were on. I think like even like Austin Matthews, he won't hit 100, but.
He's at 102.
He's at 100.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah. Shit. I didn't know that. My bad.
Kirk, Mexico fried your brain, man.
I don't think he watched a single game while he was in Mexico.
And we're going back in a week and a half.
Bro, seek help.
Yeah, fuck. My body.
Oh, guys, Eric was famous. He's in a TikTok talking about a handsome man, and they want to find that handsome man. To clarify, Eric is not the handsome man.
I was going to say, I think Eric's the handsome man.
He's not the handsome man. He's in the corner.
I was unfortunately not the handsome man that they were talking about, but I was the handsome person in the very, 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 very back of the TikTok.
Yeah. If Ty's an insurance 8, right, that guy is like an insurance 20. And Eric, you're
no, it's more like an insurance 30. I don't know.
Yeah, you're like an insurance 7 or 9, maybe.
Whoa, that guy was
smoking.
Luke, like, loves complimenting men. Like, mm-hmm. loves complimenting men. And look, he's just like, that guy's hot.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Eric? Do you do that, Martin?
If he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, I compliment dudes.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. What
but that guy
say?
Is hot.
The dude in the TikTok.
Who said that guy's hot?
Like,
we said he's
400,000 likes on his TikTok, and it's just him walking. He's not even doing anything. He's just chewing gum, looking like
and
an idiot. And every single fucking comment is like every single fucking girl in the world going, "Oh my god, he's fucking the most good looking guy I've ever seen."
And they know nothing about him.
Yeah.
And they know, yeah. And it's in a random fucking club in Mexico, too. Like
that Eric Gopesing was at, so yeah. Questionable.
And I was standing. Oh, it's actually so funny because when that video was taken, this is the best part. Okay, so when that video was taken, you can see my head looking up this way. Okay, and then behind me, there's an older woman who is one of our friend's mom, and we're both looking up, and the reason we're looking up is because a bunch of our friends were dancing on top of the bar, and that's what the video didn't get. So at that exact moment, there's like four or five girls that we knew dancing all on the bar to get free shots, and then that it was getting taken place.
Was there any titties being flashed?
There was no titties being flashed, Ty.
It's not a strip club, Ty. It's a bar in Mexico.
Yeah.
So?
Ty hasn't seen a pair since he was breastfed. He doesn't remember what they look like.
Eric came home with a sense of humor, man. Like, honestly, he's made some good jokes the past couple days.
Yeah.
I've always had a great sense of humor.
I honestly, Eric, don't think I can recall a time you've made a joke. I think the only people that make jokes in that chat are me, Ty, and Robert.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Probably factual.
That is actually pretty accurate.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else.
I dabble every once in a while into it, but
I remember Martin said something once, and Robert's like, "Oh, everyone, Martin made a funny." And I laughed harder at that than Martin's joke.
It's good, but Robert's creative.
You make a joke to Martin, and then he'll be like, "That's
he'll
mean.
Respond to yeah, it.
He'll respond to it. He'll be respond to it. He's like, what does this mean, or something like?
Like yeah. we know that
something
you.
Super serious. Yeah.
You'll post a joke that's clearly about Martin, and Martin will be like, "That's me," and we're like, "That's the joke. You don't need to you don't need to point out that this is about you." That's Martin, the whole point.
Because Martin was like, Martin was like so behind on something yesterday. We're like, oh, Martin's using Internet Explorer. And he's like, I haven't used Internet Explorer since 2008.
Yes, but the old men jokes get old.
This is why you get the old man jokes.
And then he responded to that meme of old man yells at cloud with, yeah, this is how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just said, yeah, it's me.
Exactly. 100% proof.
I have yelled at a cloud before, so yes, it is me.
You've yelled at a cloud before?
No, clearly not, Eric. Come on.
That wasn't funny because nobody laughed. So.
Yeah. There you
go. I actually believed him.
I actually believed him too. That's
why I truly believed that Martin had yelled at a cloud before.
Yeah. Like it got in the way of his son on the golf course, and he was like, yeah.
Fuck you, cloud.
First or round on Saturday.
Covering him on the sun. Martin's not coming to Toronto this weekend because he wants to go golfing on Saturday. He's lame.
I went golfing last Saturday.
Gross.
It was fun.
Dude, literally the day after I get back from Mexico, there's a fucking snowstorm. Like, what the fuck is that about?
Oh, yeah.
I was mad. I was just like, what the fuck?
That was weird.
We all felt it, bro. We all lived it. At least it was gone when you woke up. It was heavy snow, too. Yeah. Like, you could have built a snowman. Do you want to build a snowman?
I feel like it's bad to build a snowman. It's bad luck to build a snowman in April.
It's good luck.
Why?
For the same reason you think it's bad luck. There's no reason behind it.
This is a fascinating conversation, guys. Okay. I'm really glad we're breaking down snowmen.
We're breaking down barriers.
How do you feel about the Masters?
And now we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And now we'll get back into the show.
It was pretty dull.
Like, do you like all the... So do you like
Scottie Scheffler just took it away?
Do you like all the attention that Tiger Woods gets at these tournaments? Like they literally just followed him around all day while he was playing. I don't think my friend was watching it in the office.
I mean, not by Sunday. Like they
Well, sure, but like when he was starting out, like literally, I didn't know who else was playing. It was just Tiger Woods.
Bro, he almost had a fucking leg amputated. And he's the best golfer in history. So like, that too.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty good at the golfing range.
Yeah, but if you tell Luke the ball is Eric's head, watch out.
We'll fucking smoke that 400 yards. 400 yard drive.
That's okay. I hate Ty more than I hate Eric now. So
why?
I could probably crush a tie ball like 400.
What did I do?
You just exist.
You just exist.
Yeah. Your existence is aggravating.
Your shirt says imagine right now, and right now all I can do is imagine you not existing.
Imagine dragons, actually.
But that's even worse.
Did you go to their concert and buy that shirt?
In like 2014 I did, yes.
Is that when they had Radioactive?
Yeah.
Radioactive.
Ty is like the whitest that, of all white emo boys.
A fun fact about that concert was
that's pretty white.
It was
gonna not be a fun fact.
It's a fun fact. It's a fun fact.
It's gonna be a shady fact.
If anyone knows Metric, they were the opener for Imagine Dragons. Metric is like a Canadian, like indie band sort of thing, right?
Okay.
Canadian so, indie band.
Do you want to know who the opener for the opener was? Who wasn't even listed on the headlines?
Lady Gaga.
Halsey.
Wow.
Yeah. Halsey was the opener for the opener for Imagine Dragons.
Was Halsey not big at that time?
2014, 2015, somewhere like that.
She hadn't gone with G-Eazy yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, was that her breakout? Yeah.
No, her breakout was a difference. It was a song.
Her breakout was like 2017, I think.
Yeah. Her real breakout is when she had an album with her boobs on the front of it. That was the second pair of boobs Ty ever saw.
Yeah.
And also his second favorite.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That was a good one, Eric. Way to go.
That was Eric's third joke, and it was good.
Yeah.
Number three. It's all downhill from
jokes per 20 is currently three. So you're at 9 per 60. Way to go, Eric. That's pretty impressive numbers.
I know. More impressive than Ty.
Ty has made the joke about Austin Matthews being out because of jacking off too much 4 times this week, by the way.
I've done it since he first had wrist surgery, actually.
I'm just saying the jokes are back. And this is why I just want to prove to everyone that you're not funny. Eric might be moving up the ranks to beat Ty in terms of who's funny.
FYI, Robert's by far the funniest.
Like, I agree.
Like, no one else thinks that except for you and Luke.
I think
I kind of agree with Martin. Robert, like
Roberts Robert are so low key.
Of his head right away. Yeah.
Robert is
doesn't
so
participate
witty.
Much except for to just come in and make the joke and then leaves again. I think it's because he's so uninvolved in the conversation that he can just be outside of it. Whereas everyone else is inside the conversation, which, you know, they're in their box.
Or if you try to respond to Robert and, like, make fun of him, he has a comeback that's, like, better. And you're like, okay, I just have to accept the L. I've said for a while that I think Robert's the funniest in the group, and Ty's always been offended. So now he might actually accept
it. Because Ty prides himself on thinking he's the funniest. Yeah. So.
I never tell you the story. I know we're not talking hockey. This is just
roasting. Ty, if you were the funniest and you're 6'3", you would definitely have many girls. Sorry, you're not.
This is true. This is true. Ty's the funniest in the sense that I laugh at him the most.
That's what makes me. Yeah, that's the problem, right?
Yeah, that's his problem with girls. It's that he's just funny, but he's just you laugh.
But in
at
like
him,
in like a way that I am the joke. Yes.
Yeah. Ty's friends think I'm hilarious. They all think I'm really funny, so he refuses to bring me around them anymore.
No. What happened was, one time when we were at my cottage this year, and it was like my work friends, one of my friends asked me, she's like, do you and Luke even like each other?
That's a good question.
And I was like, nah. Sometimes,
yeah,
because like he's like, we're like making fun, we're like yelling at each other and like, you know, making fun of each other, and then the next minute we're like lying, like literally cuddling up on a couch together. It's like this dynamic is so strange.
That's why Ty that's why Ty doesn't like when I compliment other men. He gets jealous. But
people
we went
that
to
hate
a,
each other the most actually love each other the
we
most.
Went to a base so. We went to the Jays home opener, and he Ty brought one of his work friends, and Ty was like, he's like, don't talk about these things, okay? And I was like, okay, I won't. And then his friend turns to me. He's like, so what do you know? And I said, what do you know? And he's like, I know everything. And I'm like, okay, I know everything. And we started just roasting the shit at a time for all of his decisions. I wasn't going to say anything because Ty's like, don't say anything. And so I was like, okay.
He probably told the work friend that too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then you don't say anything.
We both talked to each other and we're both like, we both knew about this within 5 minutes of it happening because Ty has this like urge to tell everyone in his life everything 5 seconds after it happens.
I do appreciate that.
So the idea that we didn't think, like, I just didn't believe him that I didn't believe Ty that his friend didn't know anything. I'm like, Ty has a compulsive addiction to telling people every moment of his life when it comes to something exciting, especially what girl he's into at the time.
No.
So the whole day we were roasting him and Ty was like, I'm going to go jump.
It was like when I was in the bathroom too. Like they just waited till I went to the bathroom. And
we waited to the bathroom to distinguish like what we knew and what we didn't know, and then for the rest of the night we were talking about it in front of them.
Makes sense.
I was just there for a Jays game, okay.
Also, in other hockey news, McLemore and Marshawn Lynch are now minority owners in the Kraken.
Yeah, you see Marshawn Lynch whipping around in that. I think Martin sent it. That's Zamboni.
That was pretty.
Yeah. Do you think it's just a publicity stunt? I feel like it's just a publicity stunt.
Him the riding around in the whipping.
Getting minority ownership in the Kraken. I feel like they're just like flailing around right now, and needed like attention. So they're just like, who's really big in Seattle, Marshawn?
And they begged them to.
I bet, like, why would they need their money? They spent $650 million on
the franchise. Aren't you the one that talked about how ex-athletes like to invest in sports teams because sports teams are good investments to hide money and hide taxes and stuff?
Yeah, but so that doesn't mean that the owners wanted to give up minority ownership, right? The only reason they'd want to do this is because just to grab attention for their...
Don't they sell hockey team, like, minority things, like... on like
Kijiji
but like rich people Kijiji stock options pretty much
not a thing.
Rich people stock options.
I think it makes sense. You have two people that live in very public ways that are McLemore's from Seattle and Marshawn Lynch played on the Seattle Seahawks. So I mean, I don't want to see how it's a publicity stunt, but I do see how it's tangible to have two really
prominent. Stuff. They're just using them to get attention, which is fine. I'm not.
So is putting a team in Seattle for that's a publicity stunt by that logic.
No, not the same thing.
I'm not sure I agree, Eric. I'm pretty sure Marsha and Lynch and McLemore probably wanted to buy into the team.
I think it's cool to say obviously. That I own a team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would buy into a team if I had $100 million.
Remember when you were going to buy the Ottawa 67s or some shit like that?
Wasn't it a WHL team?
Whatever.
It was not the Ottawa 67.
Yeah, it was a WHL team, wasn't it?
Moose Jaw Warriors, yeah.
Not the Moose Jaw Warriors. I wish. That'd be actually pretty fun. Although, I don't know what... I don't know anything else that's going on in hockey, man. That was my last fucking
There
thing.
Literally hasn't been anything. Well, there's been the thing that's dominated the conversation is who's going to win the Hart, which we talked about last week. And who's checking their voicemail
Eric's
right now?
Eric's checking his voicemail right now.
Bro. I didn't mean to. I was trying to scroll through.
Nick has joined into our chat again to talk about Flurry.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's good.
He unsent the message.
Response to Martin has come finally in another 5 hours after Martin already sent it.
It's literally a fact. They respond 5 hours later. And like we'll have like a whole other conversation based on it. And then Nick is the king of going back and just like reading it and responding in order. So the GM did it despite his agent and him and his family found out through Twitter. I mean, that is true.
There was
Ty, you're going to say something else. What happened?
Oh,
about how all the third place Atlantic teams are tanking to avoid the Leafs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Tampa and Boston both want to avoid the Leafs. They're trying to get that wild card spot.
Pretty sure Boston just won like last night.
They did.
Tampa is blowing leads left, right, and center.
And Cooper doesn't really seem happy about it. I don't think they're tanking.
Okay.
Who would you, okay, Ty? Who would you rather have? Who would you rather have, Tampa or Boston, as a Leafs fan?
So, I think it was the Oak Leafs who said this on Twitter.
I think it's less so.
He's not talking to you. Okay.
Right. I want to hear Martin's point. I don't really care about what Ty's about to say because
I think it's Ty. You can comment right after this. I think it's less so they want to get the Leafs and more so they want to get Carolina instead of fucking the Leafs.
No. Yeah, well, sure. That's what the joke is. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Isn't Patrick Anderson injured right now?
Yeah, that's bad news for the rest of the league. That's bad news.
No free goals in Game 7.
Hey, you just know that Anderson is going to light it up once he's been off the Leafs.
Plus, Kessel, Tyler Bozak,
you leave the Leafs and you succeed. Okay?
Whoever's the bottom Atlantic team gets the Florida. Whole Met
oh.
instead yeah. of the Atlantic.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was smart to do that. I'm not saying
it's not. They're avoiding the Leafs. They're avoiding the Atlantic in general.
Yeah.
I
mean, I still don't think they're purposely doing any of this.
I know. It's a joke, okay?
Okay, answer. Who would you rather have?
So the answer is, it doesn't matter who they'd rather play. Like, you know, back in the day where it was like Vancouver needed to slay Chicago because Chicago kept beating them, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who the Leafs opponents are. And this is why I said, someone said this on Twitter. I think it was the Oak Leafs. It's like Boston isn't the dragon, right? Or, you know, Tampa's not the dragon or Florida's not the dragon. It's the Leafs are their own dragon, right? They mm-hmm. need to win a series. It doesn't matter who they play.
They've lost Columbus. They lost against Montreal. They lost against Boston. They lost.
It's just Boston has some. Boston, yeah. There's some. There's that. Yeah, there's that history there. You know, blowing that game 7, and it's never been the same since. But like literally, it doesn't matter who the Leafs play. I don't think it would have mattered if they played Boston those 3 years, right? It could have been any team. Same shit would have happened. So the Leafs are their own. They need to win and slay the dragon, which is themselves losing and finding ways to lose, like. This year, Leafs are sixth best in expected goals against, right? They're not bad defensively. The only place they're bad at, and they have like tremendous scoring depth. Yes, their fourth line is a concern, but their top line, Matthews, Marner, and Bunting have been on another level, especially Matthews and Marner since the new year, another level, right? Like Marner's on 144 point pace, 54 goal pace for Mitch Marner. Matthews scored 50 goals in 50 games, right? Bunting is going to score 30 goals. Your second line is okay. Your third line is shutting down every team. Their fourth line's okay. Their defense is great. Giordano was like the best pickup of the deadline. Is the goaltending that's been the only issue, right? Imagine the Leafs had league average goaltending. They literally wouldn't have lost a game.
Yeah. Yeah, they have just as many games under 900 save percentage as they do above. I'm pretty close. It's like 38-36, which is pretty astonishing that they're a top 14.
From the Leafs?
No. I was gonna say I would rather them have Boston, but
Boston Boston isn't great.
I don't wanna face Vasilevsky. That's really the only reason. I'm not really scared of Tampa. I'm scared of Vasilevsky. Okay, Erica.
I agree. Oh no, I was just gonna say. So there's this really big tweet going around. I'm sure everyone's seen it. It was like the title was "This is a very embarrassing graphic for Eichel and McDavid," and it was basically a screenshot from I think Sportsnet of the 2015 NHL draft class, and it was just ranking players by games played in the playoffs. So at the top is the obvious ones, right? Like Anthony Cirelli, who was picked 72nd overall. He's played almost 70 games because he's been on Tampa. Jake DeBrusk at 60 games, 14th overall. Eric Cernak, 50 games, 43rd overall. Matt Barzal, 50 games, 16th overall. And then all the way down is Connor McDavid with 21 games. And then Jack Eichel with 0 games.
And Vegas isn't making the playoffs this year either, right? Like, that's crazy.
So, do you guys think it's embarrassing for McDavid and Eichel, or do you think it's just embarrassing for their respective teams? Because now Eichel's gone to another team as well.
Eichel, Buffalo fucked him over. It was a bad, like the way they tried to tank for McDavid, it fucked them for a decade later, essentially, right? 8 years later. because they basically, I don't know if you remember how bad those teams were in 2014 and 2015. Historically bad teams, offensively, defensively. Yeah. And it was for one reason, to tank. And then Eichel came. They couldn't build a team around him. They tried literally six coaches, right? Three GMs, six coaches. They just missed.
Roster turnover. Yeah.
And we've talked about it, how they've poorly developed and poorly drafted, right? Like, they've had top 10 picks every year, and they've just screwed it all up. They had Ryan O'Reilly and still couldn't do it, right? They have some pieces there. Sorry, we're not talking about Buffalo, but they have some pieces there now. Like, if you look at, who is it? Dalton's been fairly good, been okay. Recently. You know,
offensively, especially, he's about to have 60 points this year almost.
Tage Thompson came out of nowhere this year.
Tage Thompson is probably the most improved player ever.
Yeah, the guy isn't an NHL player last year, just scoring like 30 goals this year.
Yeah, 30-goal, 60-point guy all of a sudden. That's, if that doesn't show how many players there are in the NHL that just need a little bit of an opportunity and, like, maybe confidence and, like, slight changes to their game and they can just be freaking unreal, like, that's the perfect example.
Yeah. So, anyway, for Eichel, I'd say it's less embarrassing, just, like, a poor – and he had injury problems. I mean, I think it was just poor from the get-go. It's embarrassing for McDavid because, I don't know.
It's not embarrassing for Eichel, but it is embarrassing for McDavid.
That's
your take.
Yeah, because McDavid's had... Okay. I will always say this. It's because McDavid is like running things down in Edmonton. Maybe Eichel did it in Buffalo too, but it was less publicly known, at least, if the influence that Eichel had. You know, McDavid was like a big Peter Chiarelli guy, was a big Ken Holland guy, big Duncan Keith guy, approved all of these things. Remember, Rachel was like, I say this story all the time. I know I repeat myself a lot, but like McDavid was so excited that Duncan Keith was joining his team. Like that was the missing piece that they needed. Right. I mean, the Oilers are looking okay right now. Ever since their coaching change, they're looking okay.
Do you think that's embarrassing for McDavid when he shouldn't even be in control of making any moves or decisions? Like
they're giving him these. Like that's why I'm saying. Like he's not. He's sure one of the best players in hockey, but he's not the smartest guy in hockey, right? Like if this is what he's approved, all that's around him, right? Eichel at least requested a trade.
Yeah, Eichel hasn't been happy, so he got himself out. But then he got himself out to a team that is now also fucking not in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it wasn't looking that way when they traded for him. That team is... Vegas is fucked. I don't know if I got a chance to talk about it, but Vegas is fucked. No draft picks at the cap, literally at the cap for the next 2 years, and all their players are 30-plus.
Except Eichel. I think they're good next year. Like I think they...
They have to dump so many people.
Yeah.
They are like
they have
above
a whole
the cap.
Summer to do that.
They're going
to
need to, but think about it. If
they'll
they
be
dump,
fine. They have so many movable contracts, though.
If they,
like
if,
Riley
yeah.
Smith, William Carlson.
Well, they're free agents, I think. Like, I think Marchessault's, no, Riley Smith is a free agent, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but so, they have guys. Where, that
but
they
don't
move.
Have prospects, though. They've traded
they
them.
Yeah, but they're pretty win now still. Like,
next year, would you be surprised at all if they made a run to the conference final? Like, I wouldn't.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, they're screwed in
the
long run.
Pacific next year.
They're screwed in the long run.
Yeah.
Their cap situation is terrible, and they have no young players.
But they started off their franchise with...
But they're serious cup contenders still next year.
Yeah, they are.
You thought that this year, too.
Unless they completely bungle...
Yeah, but like we just said, they had people play 30 games.
How are you going to say that Mark Stone and Max Pacioretty and their older, a year older bodies?
Mark Stone is going to be fine. Pacioretty is going to be
Mark Stone has a back injury, right? Like
That's true.
I don't want to say if it's a back thing. Like, look what happened to PK Subban, right? Ever since his back started acting up.
PK Subban has different issues than...
Okay, no, I'm just saying, like, PK Subban was a Norris contender year in, year out, and then just fell off a cliff.
Yeah,
Eric
right
Carlson
after...
had an injury, and he's never been the same. This year, I think he had a good year, but I mean,
Yeah, he did have a huge bounce back year.
But he was garbage for 3 years before that.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying it's McDavid's. It should be embarrassing for McDavid. I do say that you can't feel sorry for McDavid.
Okay,
that's my difference.
Everyone who's like, free McDavid?
Yeah, it's like, no, he's chosen to stay. He signed his 8-year deal after seeing the complete mess the Oilers were in. He could have easily signed a 5-year deal and then gotten out of there in free agency, right? And made probably the same amount of money. He approved all the different decisions, porous decisions they made. So I don't feel bad for him.
When did he sign that deal?
2017.
Yeah, 8 years. His last
year before his entry level finished. I think right when they signed him, basically. So he already knew they were trash. He knew the decisions being made weren't good. Or he didn't know that, but he should have known that, basically. So I don't really I don't think it's embarrassing for him, because it's not his fault they put such a crappy team around him and can't for the life of them actually figure out how to get scoring depth on the team. Like, just every year completely fail at that. And then the defense is also just constantly a mess. But yeah, that's really the most of it. Anything else you guys can think of?
Not a thing, bro.
I'm going to Vancouver. So if anyone's there next weekend, see you there.
By next Wednesday, we should know exactly what the playoff positions are.
Yeah, hopefully. Right now, if playoffs started today, it'd be Florida versus Washington.
That's set. That one's set.
Carolina versus Boston, New York versus Pittsburgh. And then in the West, it'd be Colorado versus Dallas, Calgary and Nashville, Minnesota, St. Louis, Edmonton, LA Kings.
And St. Louis, Minnesota is going to be a good series.
That's going to be a good series. And I'm actually excited. I know that the Kings versus Oilers, I think, is pretty much set at this point. But like,
Dallas has two games in hand.
No, they're not in the same division.
Dallas can't touch not? The Kings. Oh, okay. They're not in the same division.
Yeah.
So it's someone. I think that's pretty much set. I don't think anyone's catching Calgary, and I think they're more or less set there. Edmonton and LA. But I can't wait to see what if Deneau and Kopitar can shut down the Oilers.
They could. It is definitely doable.
But Deneau did it to Matthews.
You focus on one line, and you're basically good. And you know they're going to load up McDavid and Draisaitl on one line when they have trouble scoring.
And Deneau is like incredibly good at shutting players down. Like I don't know how much you guys watch him. Yeah. Great defensive player.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an exciting
How fun season. Would it be if Washington beat Florida and then Toronto got Washington in the second round? That'd be fun.
Please. I hope so. Honestly, like, that could
that would be
happen.
The best case scenario.
Because
yeah.
Bobrovsky,
Spencer
Who has faith in Bobrovsky? Raise your hand if you got faith in Sergei Bobrovsky.
Washington's goaltending isn't exactly
sure.
Washington's goaltending is worse.
Washington is
Florida
the easiest matchup.
It's just
there.
Scoring dynamo.
Samsonov just hasn't been it. And then who's the other guy behind
Vanecek.
Him? Vanecek. Yeah. Those are not guys that you're like, oh, about to go on a run. Not
well, Samsonov looked like he was going to be a guy, but then I don't know.
Yeah,
he
was supposed to be part of the three Russians, right? Shesterkin, Samsonov, and
Sorokin.
Sorokin, yeah.
It looks like New York's legit too, man. New York's really turned a corner, I think. And
Pittsburgh versus New York is going to be a very good matchup.
Mike Sullivan will figure it out.
Maybe Pittsburgh's tanking. Pittsburgh's 3-6-1 in their last.
Oh, but
10
I forgot
games.
Tristan. Okay, you know what? Playoff predictions coming soon.
Yeah.
Next episode, playoff.
Next
prediction.
Episode. All right. Thanks, everyone. I hope you got through the first 20 minutes of nothing to get through the last 20 minutes of nothing.
Thank you.
You're going to pull good viewership.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode. We love and appreciate each listener that sticks around to the end. With that comes reminders to leave a review, press follow on those streaming platforms, and make sure to head over to Instagram to follow Talking Hockey. We're on the road to 30K, and we can't wait to continue to build our audience. Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin signing off. We'll see you all next week.